As a sovereign nation, the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians has been able to respond to COVID-19 differently than its neighbors in western North Carolina. BPR talked with tribal members and officials about how they are handling the health crisis. When Jade Tizateski got tested for COVID-19, she had no symptoms of the virus.
I volunteered to go get tested, so with no symptoms at all, and still have had no symptoms even till today.
Tizateski did test positive, however, and was the first confirmed case of COVID-19 in Graham County. She lives in Robbinsville and is part of the Snowbird community. Because she's a member of the Eastern Band, she was tested by the Cherokee Indian Hospital, which serves tribal members. Unlike many county health departments, the Cherokee Hospital will run a COVID-19 test on any volunteer, regardless of symptoms.
You know, I do think the best practice would be to test everybody because, especially, you know, in cases like mine where you're showing no symptoms, you would have no idea otherwise.
Chief Medical Director at Cherokee Hospital, Richard Bunio, says their strategy is to test at least one person per household. So far, the hospital has tested over 1,400 people. That includes non-tribal members in surrounding counties, such as Jackson and Swain, who might have had contact with someone on the boundary.
We wanted to be able to test anybody that was on tribal lands and potentially at risk.
The hospital set up drive-through testing on the Quala boundary, as well as offering testing to tribal communities in Graham and Cherokee counties. Cherokee Indian Hospital CEO Casey Cooper says they also reassigned around 150 staff members to help with testing and contact tracing.
So we reached out to the counties and we said, hey, you know, we've got the test kits available. We've got the manpower to do the testing. We're going to do mass testing and we are not going to pass the burden on to you for contact tracing.
The testing and aggressive contact tracing went along with the decision to close the borders of the Quala boundary to all non-tribal members and non-essential workers starting in March.
We felt like that because we are a small community and because we have fairly defined borders and because of our sovereignty, we felt like we were well positioned to implement measures that were consistent with international best practices.
Principal Chief Richard Sneed explains that when they enacted the Quala boundary border closure, there was no statewide stay-at-home order in North Carolina.
When I looked at the modeling, I mean, the decision was easy.
The Eastern Band has about 16,000 members, and a big concern has been keeping its elders safe. There are less than 200 fluent speakers of the Cherokee language in the tribe. Since the elderly are more vulnerable to the virus, Sneed says there's a real fear they could lose more of their culture.
The most vulnerable are elderly and folks with compromised immune systems. So family members realize how important that is. It's been good to see the extra care people are taking with our tribal elders.
Tourism is the largest industry for the Eastern Band, in particular the two Harrah's Cherokee casinos. Both have been closed since mid-March. That means a big dip in revenue for the tribe. Sneed says the Eastern Band is preparing for the future.
Even when the economy is switched back on, it's not as if all of a sudden it's going to go back to how it was a month ago, 2 months ago, 3 months ago.
As Governor Roy Cooper announced that phase one of reopening North Carolina will start this Friday evening, Sneed announced that the Quala boundary will also begin to reopen the same day. Traffic will be allowed through the boundary, and the curfew will end Friday night at 10. This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.